2 Kings chapter 15. In the 27th year of Jeroboam king of Israel, 3319 AH, 723 BC, Azariah son of Amaziah king of Judah began to reign. He was 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. Except the high places were not removed. The people sacrificed and burnt incense still on the high places. And the Lord Jehovah struck the king Azariah, so that he was a leper to the day of his death, and lived in a hospital house. And Jotham the king's son was over the house, judging the people of the land. And the rest of the acts of Azariah, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? So Azariah slept with his fathers. And they buried him with his fathers in the city of David, and Jotham his son reigned in his place. In the 38th year of Azariah king of Judah, 3356 AH, 686 BC, Zechariah the son of Jeroboam reigned over Israel in Samaria 6 months. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, as his fathers had done. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who caused Israel to sin. And Shallum the son of Jabesh conspired against him, and struck him before the people, and killed him, and reigned in his place. And the rest of the acts of Zechariah, look. They are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. This was the word of the Lord Jehovah, which he spoke to Jehu, saying, Your sons shall sit on the throne of Israel to the fourth generation. And so it came to pass. Shallum the son of Jabesh began to reign in the 39th year of Uzziah king of Judah, 3357 AH, 685 BC, and he reigned a full month in Samaria. Because Menahem the son of Gadi went up from Tirzah, and came to Samaria, and struck Shallum the son of Jabesh in Samaria, and killed him, and reigned in his place. And the rest of the acts of Shallum, and his conspiracy which he made, indeed, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. Then Menahem struck Tifsah, and all who were in it, and its coasts from Tirzah, because they did not open to him, therefore he struck it. And all the women in it who were with child he ripped up. In the 39th year of Azariah king of Judah, 3357 AH, 685 BC, Menahem the son of Gadi began to reign over Israel, and reigned 10 years in Samaria. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah. He did not depart all his days from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who caused Israel to sin. And Pul the king of Assyria came against the land, and Menahem gave Pul 1,000 talents of silver. About 75,000 pounds, 34,000 kilograms, that his hand might be with him to confirm the kingdom in his hand. And Menahem taxed the money of Israel, even of all the mighty men of wealth, of each man 50 shekels of silver. About 20 ounces, 567 grams, to give to the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria turned back, and did not stay in the land. And the rest of the acts of Menahem, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Menahem slept with his fathers, and Pekahiah his son reigned in his place. In the 50th year of Azariah king of Judah, 3368 AH, 674 BC, Pekahiah the son of Menahem began to reign over Israel in Samaria, and reigned 2 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who caused Israel to sin. But Pekah the son of Remaliah, a captain of his, conspired against him, and struck him in Samaria, in the palace of the king's house, with Argob and Ariah, and with him 50 men of the Gileadites. And he killed him, and reigned in his place. And the rest of the acts of Pekahiah, and all that he did, indeed, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. In the 52nd year of Azariah king of Judah, 3370 AH, 672 BC, Pekah the son of Remaliah began to reign over Israel in Samaria, and reigned 20 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who caused Israel to sin. In the days of Pekah king of Israel, Tiglath-Pileser king of Assyria came, and took Ijon, and Abel-Bethmaachah, and Janoah, and Kedesh, and Hazor, and Gilead, and Galilee, all the land of Naphtali, and carried them captive to Assyria. And Hoshea the son of Elah made a conspiracy against Pekah the son of Remaliah, and struck him, and killed him, and reigned in his place, in the 20th year of Jotham the son of Uzziah. 3390 AH 652 BC. And the rest of the acts of Pekah, and all that he did, look, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. In the second year of Pekah the son of Remaliah king of Israel, Jotham the son of Uzziah king of Judah began to reign. 3371 AH 671 BC. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, he did according to all that his father Uzziah had done. However, the high places were not removed. The people sacrificed and burned incense still in the high places. He built the higher gate of the house, temple of the Lord Jehovah. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? In those days the Lord Jehovah began to send against Judah Rezin the king of Syria, and Pekah the son of Remaliah. And Jotham slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father. And Ahaz his son reigned in his place.